Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Colin Whittle, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, responding to OCM. Back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Brant Vauder, Acting Secretary of the School Land Commission. Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural, farming, and grazing, as well as for outdoor sport and recreational use. More than 500 tracts in 32 counties will be offered for lease. On Wednesday, October 23rd at 10 a.m., we will be in Lawton at the Great Plains Tech Center, where 73 tracts in Grady, Stevens, Comanche, and Cotton counties will be leased. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for 2019 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
The new chief executive officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall, longtime lobbyist for the organization. One of his first actions as CEO of the group is to push back on the Organization of Competitive Markets for their derogatory remarks about NCBA in regards to the Dollarhead Beef Checkoff.
You're right. The Organization for Competitive Markets is a fringe group that is supported by the Humane Society of the United States. As you mentioned, they go around saying that they're trying to represent producers, or that they do represent producers. And what they did yesterday is they put out a press release saying that NCBA had granted itself $27 million in checkoff funds. Well, what they're referring to is the decisions that the Beef Promotion Operating Committee had made on the checkoff contracts for the upcoming year. It's just a great example of where OCM knows nothing about our industry. They know nothing about the checkoff, but they are doing HSUS's bidding and trying to take down NCBA and take down our industry. And that's why we felt we needed to step up and start saying something, because we have not pushed back against OCM near enough. We are going to change that, and we started that yesterday with our press release, because everybody just needs to understand that their executive director is a guy by the name of Joe Maxwell. Joe used to work for the Humane Society of the United States. He's not a producer. He's never been a producer. And he is somebody who is spending his time now funded with HSUS dollars in attacking NCBA. We just need to make sure that everybody understands that OCM and HSUS do not have the best interests of cattle producers at heart. They never have. They never will. And they're just using this again as another opportunity to try to tear us all down, because ultimately HSUS wants to figure out how they end animal agriculture. And they know that they can't do it with one big piece of legislation in Washington, D.C. So the other way you do it is you take it down piece by piece. And if you can get producers fighting each other, then that's a win for HSUS. And that's exactly what OCM is trying to orchestrate.
The Organization for Competitive Markets is planning a rally on the 2nd of October in Omaha. They say they want to protest low prices and ask President Donald Trump to reinstate country of origin labeling.
They do have this rally coming up in Omaha, and everybody who's listening right now needs to understand that OCM is HSUS, and HSUS is now OCM. So again, if you show up, you're supporting HSUS. When it comes to country of origin labeling, that is an old, worn-out topic, Ron, and it goes back for years now. What people need to understand is NCBA is supportive of voluntary cool. We believe there's a role for cool in the marketplace, but voluntary is the way to do it. Look, we don't like mandatory government programs much at all. But when you take country of origin labeling, and it is the government telling us how to market our cattle, that's not the best way to market our cattle. We know how to do it much better, and that's always been our approach. And then when you add to it the WTO decision against our COOL program that was decided about 3 years ago, and what that did was set up the opportunity for Canada and Mexico to retaliate against us. They're two of our biggest customers. We're just rehashing old ground. It's a program that has not worked, did not work when it was the law, and it's just being used as a red herring to fool producers to come in and be a part of this HSUS discussion.
By the way, the groups that are pushing hard right now for rolling back to country of origin labeling, reinstating it, are using a different name in a lot of cases in their conversations and in their calls. They're talking about truth in labeling.
You can put lipstick on a pig, as it's been said before, but it's still a pig. And country of origin labeling was law of the land for 6.5 years. Everybody needs to be reminded of that. And you know what? We did not find any scenario where we as the producers were benefiting. Now, groups like RCAF and OCM like to say that it was after coolers appealed when we started seeing the downward trend in cattle prices. But if you actually step back and go and look at the charts, that downward trend started over 6 months before country of origin labeling was repealed. So again, it's trying to twist the facts to use it to their advantage. But from NCBA's perspective, we have to look at the facts. We have to look at the data to make sure that we are making good decisions and solid decisions. And that's why, again, we are focused on voluntary country of origin labeling and not on a mandatory government-run program.
Colin Woodall, the new chief executive officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale set for Monday, October 7th, 11 a.m. start time at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. A total of 700 head will sell, including 275 Angus bulls, 38 Hereford bulls, and a whole host of springbred heifers and some fall calving cows. If you want details about the offering, call the ranch 800-664-3977 or go to their website, expressranches.com. Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale at the ranch Monday, October 7th. Previous Beef Buzz shows are up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page, and that's where you'll find them. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.